But first, after the critical mauling he received in 1958 for his second play, The Birthday Party, Harold Pinter made a significant decision about what to do with his third one, written the same year. After completing The Hot House, he put it in a drawer for the next 22 years. The play, about the absurdities of power and set in a mental institution, was first performed in 1980. Now it's back on the London stage with Simon Russell Beale starring as Root, the perpetually exasperated boss of the asylum, assisted by John Sim and his as his slimy, ambitious subordinate, Gibbs.
Gibbs?
Yes, sir?
Tell me.
Yes, sir?
How's 6457 getting on?
6457, sir?
Yes.
He's dead, sir.
Dead?
He died on Thursday, sir.
Thursday? What are you talking about? What's today?
Saturday, sir.
Saturday? Well, for goodness sake, I had a conversation with him. When was it? Recently? Only the other day? Yesterday, I think. Just a minute.
I hardly think yesterday, sir.
Why not?
I supervised the burial arrangements myself, sir.
This is ridiculous. What did he die of?
I beg your pardon, sir?
If he's dead, what did he die of?
Heart failure, sir.
John Sim and Simon Russell Beale in The Hot House by Harold Pinter, which opened last night at the Trafalgar Studios in London. The writer Ian Sinclair was there with me. Ian, a very high-octane play, one in which Simon Russell Beale in particular is firing on all cylinders throughout.
Yes, Simon Russell Beale was a complete Alka-Seltzer performance. He was fizzing and he was dancing, which allowed John Sim to be very still. So John Sim could be the lizard on the rock, and the whole thing turns into this kind of Alice in Wonderland world of insane logic, whereby they all become creatures. Simon Russell Beale is a dancing tortoise, Sim is this lizard, and Indra Varmi is this slithery eel in high heels, which is a completely Pinteresque creation. And fantastic. I thought it was magic.
It was absolutely magic. I mean, the reptilian performance of John Sim in particular, the counterpoint, really, to, you know, his stillness, the counterpoint to the manic performance of Simon Russell Beale. He's almost like Captain Mannering, isn't he, of Dad's Army, really at his very wit's end
It is interesting that Pinter himself plays this part later on in 1995.
Yes.
He does a very sinister route, and you can see that, and his route is rooted. I mean, it is literally there. He loves to use this desk as a power tool in the same way that he did in Joseph Losey's film The Accident, where he's actually at the BBC behind a desk in giving Dirk Bogarde a very hard time.
I'd never seen The Hot House before. I didn't know anything about it, really. And it veers violently. I mean, you always get this in Pinter, the sense of the thematic counterpoint and the mood changes. But this is a play which veers violently between slapstick, laugh-out-loud comedy, and really quite disturbing psychological terror.
Well, I think Pinter was very experienced and very brilliant at rhythm and performance, being an actor himself, and this is shot through with routines that could be little review pieces that are singular in themselves, with a tremendous energy, but without necessarily forward momentum. So it becomes enormously dynamic with all these atoms bouncing about, but you don't necessarily go anywhere. But the whole play, I think, is absolutely fascinating in where it sits in the Pinter cartography between Birthday Party and Caretaker, because you now see that there's an underlying theme of madness and the treatment of madness, that at the end of the Birthday Party, Stanley is taken away into an institution, and the characters who take him away could almost belong in the hothouse.
Yes.
And then in the Caretaker, the Aston figure is this brain-burnt ghost who has emerged from the hothouse. So the hothouse is absolutely pivotal. I'd never seen it before. It's the missing element.
It is the missing link,
so
in a way, isn't
it? I was really excited to see it.
And it's interesting, isn't it, that, I mean, did you take it as an explicitly referred mental asylum? Because, they're calling it a care home, a rest home, or does the whole thing act as a kind of metaphor?
I think the thing you go to is what Pinter always talks about, is that there's always a single image that begins it for him. And he speaks, I mean, how much trust you put in this or not, I don't know, of going to the Maudsley with Professor Isink, the behaviourist, and being wired up himself, you know, for 50 pence or something to get some money in his impoverished days, and he was treated with this shock of sound which had a profound effect on him. And the other big routine moment in this play is when he's throwing the whiskey into the face of John Heffernan, which is an astonishing sequence. Mm. And the throwing the whiskey in the face of another actor in a soap opera thing is a standard cliche. But the genius here is he does it three times.
He does it three times.
And that is based on a story he told repeatedly from his own life of being with Andy McMaster's acting company in Ireland, touring around, and the tour manager, Joe Nolan, makes an anti-Semitic remark, and Pinter throws his whiskey in his face, and he orders another whiskey and does it again, and this happens three times. And that is reflected in this play exactly out of that.
You and I were rocking with laughter throughout the performance, throughout the second half, I should say, the second act last night, and yet there was a chill which you felt go through the theatre at other times. Can you see why Pinter put it away in 1958 for 22 years?
I think partly the damage of the reception, the general reception of Birthday Party, and he thought it was too extreme, it was too strange, and I think maybe the moment wasn't right. But curiously enough, this was the moment because Allen Ginsberg's Howl, you know, was famously drawn on Carl Solomon and the asylum and people undergoing these sort of extreme treatments. Sylvia Plath's The Bell Jar, yes, that breakdown. Those themes were there in the culture, and Pinter got them and turned it into a grotesque comedy, a ballet.
Thanks very much to Ian Sinclair. The Hot House by Harold Pinter is at the Trafalgar Studios in London until the 3rd of August. In 2000.